tabs on them. And did you have the, well, I have all of them. Okay. All right. We're going to anoint them with oil.
And we'll try not to get anything wrong.
Let's lay hands on them right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you've given us the opportunity to bless this couple and ordain them to the diaconate, that they might walk strong in the grace of God, that they would be worthy of double honor, that their light would glow and shine in the dark places, that they would reach into the hearts of those that are hungry and thirsty, that they would lend a hand to the weak, that they would show themselves strong as leaders, that they would be strengthened by your Spirit in every facet of their life, that they would walk as holy and separate unto you. We ordain them, let's say it together, ministry.
We ordain them
in Jesus' in the name, to the work of the ministry, yes, to the diaconate. And I want to share a vision with you. I saw Beth with a utility shovel, and she was digging a square ditch, a hole. And I saw you, Ryan, with a shovel, but you were standing and watching her dig. I said, wow, that's cold. But there came a point where Beth became so fatigued that Beth couldn't do it anymore. And you, Ryan, jumped into that ditch that she was digging and took over the work. Mm-hmm. And then when you fatigued, she would get back in. Mm-hmm. The Lord is showing you that you're going to be a tag team, a team that can put your hand to the plow and not look back, that you're ones that will understand what it is to assist one another, to labor together. When one is weak, the other is strong. When one is strong, they will be able to carry a double portion. And the Lord wants you to know He's putting a double portion of His Spirit upon you. Yes. Starts being Ariyata Bashir and Asiya. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. Natalie, would you bless us?
Can I share something first? So I was praying about y'all this morning and this afternoon. I was like, Lord, I just want to, I want a picture. Show me what you want me to tell them. And He actually, I'm glad you all talked about the dancing, because after the many years that you all have been married, He was showing me that He wants to bring a synchronicity. To you as a couple in your movement, and that you all are going to be leveling up in terms of your connection to one another. And it's going to be such a fluid and natural thing. But you all know, just, you know, with dancing, it takes practice. There is work, there is, you know, timing, there is drilling, all the things to make it look effortless. But the Lord was showing me that He has taken you through a lot of that training, and now He's ready to put you out on the floor. Jeez. And that you all are going to begin to move and flow in a way that you're just going to read each other's movements, and you're going to know how, you're just going to know all the different ways that you are going to, you know, move around the floor and in the work that he's called you to. And Beth, specifically for you, I ask the Lord, you know, Lord, what confirmation can I give her? And what he was showing me is that as you say yes to him, all the things that you think may seem out of order or not in place, he says, you say yes to me, and I will take those things that have nothing to do with the calling, and I will orchestrate them. I will put everything in place. Say yes to me. And so that is the confirmation. Say yes. When he asks you to do something, you'll know it, and you'll say, but God, but this, but this, but this. Say yes, and you watch him work it all out. And Ryan will undergird you in that. And the same goes for you, Ryan, as he asks you to do something and step out, and you say, but this, say yes, and let him take care of those details.
Jesus,
I just ask that you bless them tonight as a couple, Father. I just thank you for the work that you're doing them. I thank you that you are have made them co-laborers with one another, but that you have also made them co-laborers as part of your body, the body of Christ. And Father, I just thank you that you have equipped them for the work of ministry, that you are equipping them to serve in a capacity that they will have absolutely no doubt that this was an appointed time, this was a turning point, this was a marker in their life, and that everything from this point forward is it's different, and it is ordained. They will begin to see their movements as being not just earthly, but that they are heavenly, and that the things that they are doing are for the benefit of your kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Brother Justin.
Yeah. I have a vision for Ryan and a prayer over both of them. At first, when Ryan was up here talking, I saw him in like medieval armor that was really shiny. But then it like transformed and modernized into modern like warfare armor. And the thing that I noticed that you're going to get, that is God is placing on you now, is the thing that like separates like first world countries in a war with third world countries fighting against them. And that's the ability to see at night. Mm. Night vision. I saw you with an iPhone. Pretty cool. And not like the little cheapo binocular ones, but the ones that have like four. They're like $30,000. And you're standing in the dark. You're holding like this, you know, weapon. And you just got this crap-eaten grin on your face like, and so, yeah, like just keep seeking God. Keep seeking him through his word and through prayer. And you're going to be able to see through the dark in people. You're going to be able to see through the dark in situations that you're going to be in, because God wants you to bring light into those dark areas. And sometimes darkness can be subtle and can be sneaky, and it can disguise itself as light, because that's what Satan does. He's the angel of lights. But he's going to give you the ability to see through the appearance of good, to see if it really is good.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's the prayer I want to bless your marriage with, because Satan really wants to separate you two, and he wants to cause divisions and wedges between you and each other and you and the kids. And so continue to pour time and effort into your relationship with each other. Continue to make time for each other, and I'm just going to pray as God leads. Jesus, I thank you for Beth and Ryan's marriage.
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, that marriage is a reflection of heaven upon earth. It's the union between you and your bride. And a man who finds a wife finds a good thing, and we are to lay our lives down for our wives as you did for the church. And you gave yourself for the church. And Ryan is giving himself on a daily basis to Beth. And Lord, I pray that Beth would be responsive to that giving and that she would acknowledge his efforts and acknowledge his movements towards her, and she would indeed move again towards him, and that they would just become this inseparable force that reflects heaven here on earth. We pray that you would just guard their household. Mm-hmm. We pray that you would keep anything going on with the kids from distracting them from their intimacy in their relationship emotionally with each other.
Jesus.
I'm not talking about sex there, guys. I'm talking about closeness with each other. Don't let anything take away from the closeness that you're bringing them into, Lord, because they're already pretty close. But Jesus, I know that you're going to make them, in fact, one in a sense that they've never even understood, that I don't even understand. You're going to bring them into a oneness because you love them and that's what you called them to. Mm-hmm. It is a oneness. Mm-hmm. And so I just pray over their kids, Lord, that you would just keep Satan away from their children. That you would help them to fight together on their knees for their children. But not to make the mistakes of Isaac and Rebecca and to detract from each other to their children. We just come against Satan that would they would have an assignment against this family. And we say, good luck, because your weapons aren't going to prosper.
Jesus.
And we're not ignorant of your weapons.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus. I saw a vision of you two counseling couples at the Neil's old house, the way they used to counsel us. And the word that God gave me for y'all was, prophetic words don't have to be one that's boldly spoken before a church. It can be a word in due season. So allow whenever God's working through y'all. Allow the Holy Spirit to quicken what is needed. A word in due season. Because he will give you a word in due season.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit has, he's ordained you. He's brought you to this point. And he's prepared you for anything that he wants you to do in the days to come ahead. Don't question it. Just rely on him. Because he will meet you wherever you're at. Lord, right now, pray that you multiply their strength.
Jesus.
Multiply their wisdom. And multiply their gentleness. That they know and trust that you will meet them wherever they go. Because you have brought them together. And you will multiply everything that they need whenever they need it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus',
Jesus name.
Does anybody else have a vision? Not a feeling, a vision or prophetic word?
I had a vision.
Cool.
I had a vision earlier when we were worshiping, and I didn't know what it was until now. It was a beautiful, beautiful but rugged at the same time, like an old stagecoach wagon, and there were white horses carrying this wagon. And there were two people, and I couldn't see who it was. I just know there were two people, and they were driving. They were driving those horses just as strong as they could, and that was you too. That was you too. And what that wagon represents is a lot of things. But you're going to be driving it together, and you were both just going at like you were almost like you were running from something, but you weren't. You were just driving hard, so hard, but you were together, and the horses were carrying you. If anybody has anything to add to that vision, that's all I can.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I felt like the Lord told me, especially for you, Ryan, that one of the tactics of the enemy is going to be to bring up sins and to get you focused on what you've done wrong and on guilt, and in those moments you just have to know the power of the grace and the power of the blood of Jesus, and And as a couple, you need to remind each other that if you see your spouse giving into any kind of shame or guilt, remind them of the power of the forgiveness, that we all stand before him clean and forgiven, not because we haven't messed up, but because of the power of his forgiveness. So just don't give the enemy any foothold by feeling guilt or shame. It's all gone. It's wiped away. If you fall down again, that will also be wiped away. So just rest in his grace and his love.
Remember that when you repent, God forgets. But Satan will never let you forget.
One charge I have for both of you, and before we present you to the body, first of all, before I give you that charge, Jane, is there anything you would like to say?
The only thing that comes to mind is that the Lord's their choreographer.
Yes, very good.
Their dance is their life and their service to the body. Mm-hmm.
And that they're here because this is the choreography that God has already put in place in their life. You're becoming deacons now because it's now is when God had it planned to happen. You're bearing the fruit. Mm-hmm. You are a gift of God to the body of Christ, and not just this body. We're lucky enough that God has given you to us. Mm-hmm. But this anointing is a gift to the entire body of Christ, mm-hmm, that God is preparing. Amen. So we're celebrating the fact that you're getting anointed, but we're giving thanks to the Lord for the gift that he's bringing to us.
Thank you. This is the charge the Lord, Ryan, this is specifically directed for you. You'll know the time, and it'll be confirmed by your wife, that you're to give Elijah the fatherly blessing. It is good that you bless each of your children every night, wherever possible, both of you. But the time will come when Elijah will need the laying on of hands, your hands, that when he makes the transition, you'll know. You'll understand. And your wife will confirm it. That charge is to you. Bless your children. And at that time, bless them. In the days to come ahead, and this I don't know by knowledge, but by feeling, that when the girls marry, really look them over. You gotta shut up. Okay. So if everybody here would stand and put their hands out towards this couple.
Are you guys okay? Your knees hurting?
No, it's okay.
Okay, good.
All of you, put your hands out. And go ahead, if you would, Brother Aaron, and seal all these words.
Lord, thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done in them, that you've prepared them, that you've equipped them, and that now you've sealed them.
Yes.
That they stand forth as your mighty servants in this house and throughout the whole body of God. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters in the Lord.